Okay, today we are Be'ezras Hashem continuing in the sixth parak of Masechet Shabbos. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So since we had listed in the last Mishnah all the different tachshitim that a woman wears that she's not allowed to go out with on Shabbos because of a gzeiros chachamim that she might come to carry those items, she might come to remove them and carry them. So our Mishnah is going to list the things that a man would go out with on Shabbos as clothing, would generally wear as clothing, and the chachamim asur him from going out with them on Shabbos because of a similar type of gzeira. So lo yetze ish basandal hamasumar. A man should not go out on Shabbos wearing a sandal hamasumar. It's a sandal made out of wood that is held together with nails. And the reason is that you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because it's a chacham made gzeira based on a maisa shahaya that happened during the time of gzeiras hashmad, where there were a bunch of Jews were hiding in a cave and they heard some noise at the on top of the cave, and they thought that that the enemies were coming to attack them. So there was a tremendous stampede, and the stampede killed each other. They killed each other with stampeding sandals more than the enemies ever would have killed them. And at that time, they said aliyeta on the sandal. I'm assuming these were like spiked shoes. So you can imagine a stampede with spiked shoes, and a lot of people died. So the Gemara said, "Well, wait a second." The Gemara over here, Masech Shabbos, asked that if that were the case, then it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Meaning it was just the fact that there was a stampede. So during the week, you should also not be allowed to go out with a sandal hamasumar. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the Maisa happened on Shabbos. So they asserted it only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are days of Isra Malacha, where people get together in large crowds in the Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos. V'lo b'yachid. Another thing, a man cannot go out with a single sandal on, even though it's not a sandal hamasumar, because we're afraid that since he doesn't have the other sandal, people might make fun of him, and therefore he's going to take off this sandal and end up carrying it, but that's only bizman she'ein baraglomaka. That's only if his bare foot doesn't have any injury or wound on it. If his other foot has an injury or a wound on it, nobody's going to make fun of him because they'll understand why he's only wearing one shoe, right? You see a guy on crutches and one, he has one regular shoe and he's got one foot bandaged up in a gigantic cast and bandages. You don't make fun and say, oh, that guy's only wearing one shoe. Everyone understands why he's only wearing one shoe. V'lobet filin. A man also can't go out wearing tefillin on Shabbos because since Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, it's not the time for the mitzvah of tefillin. It's considered to be like carrying a burden. So even though you're wearing it, derech malbush, it's aser, but it's only aser midrabban because it's derech malbush. And even if your old Shabbos is zman tefillin, you're still not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because we're afraid that you might need to take them off and you're going to carry them for amos and rishos rabim. V'lo b'kamiya, a kamiya is an amulet that they would have different tfilos and shemos that they would put inside of it and you would wear it. So you're not allowed to go out wearing a kamiya, excuse me, an amulet on Shabbos, b'zman she'inu min ha-mumcha. If that kamiya is not from someone who's an expert at writing kameos, where you see that the person is able to have cured three different people with a kameya, that's how you verify expertise. So since it's not min ha-mumcha, you can't be somech on it. And we're choshesh that you're going to come to to take it off and to carry it. But if the kameya is min ha-mumcha, since there's no chashash that you might come take it off, you're allowed to carry it out, you're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos, because then it's considered a tachshit. V'lo bashir yon, and you're also not allowed to wear a certain type of armor. V'lo bakasta, nor another type of armor. V'lo b'magfayim, nor the whatever you call it, like the shin guards that an armed warrior would have. All those things are only meant for times of war, and therefore the Chacham said you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. V'im yatzeh, if you go out with any of these things on Shabbos, einu chayiv chatos. It's not an isur midaraisa, it's only an isur midrabanan, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv a korban chatos. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So since we had in the last two Mishnahs the different types of clothing and tachshitim that min haTorah you're allowed to go out with on Shabbos, but there's a gezeiros chazal that you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. So our Mishnah is going to talk about things that a woman is not allowed to go out with on Shabbos min haTorah, because it's not considered a malbush at all. It's considered to be a tachshit. Lo teitzei isha b'machat hanukuva. A woman should not go out with a sewing needle. A sewing needle on one end is sharp and the other end has that little hole where you could stick in the thread. Because it's not a tachshit at all. It's considered to be a masui. So even if she sticks it into her beged, it's only a masui. She also should not go out with a ring that has a signet on it, because that is meant, it's functional, but it's not a tachshit. It's considered to be a masui. Veloba kulyar, also not a certain type of crown that she would wear around her head, because most women don't go out with it. It's considered to be a masa. Veloba kovelas, and also not with a perfume necklace, meaning a little knotted bag that has perfume in it. Velobet slocha shel palyaton, nor another type of perfume thing that she would hang around her neck. That those things are considered a masa because they're just there to mask any body odor that she might have. Vim yatsa, and if she does go out with any of those things, chayev es chatos to Rameir. Then Rameir holds she's mi chayev chatos. V'cham potin b'kavelas b'tzoch shapal yaton. But the Chum say with the perfume things, with the deodorant things, that's considered a tachshit, and therefore she would be pater. L'chadchila, she shouldn't go out with it, because of the same reason we said back in Mishnah Aleph, that she might take it off to show it to somebody else, and then come to carry it. But, b'di'evet, it is not something she's going to be chayev for. So to quickly review what we learned today. So Mishnah Beis, we learned the items that a man is not allowed to go out with on Shabbos, midrabbanon, but you're not going to be chayiv for them. And that includes a sandal hamasumar, the sandal with spikes in it, or a single sandal when there's no injury on his other foot, and tefillin, and a kameya if it's not min amumcha, and different types of armor. And if he does go out with all those things, he's not going to be chayiv chatas, because they're only asur midrabbanon on a daraisa level, they're considered to be a tach. And then Mishnah Gimel, we learned those things that if a woman goes out with them, they are considered to be really carrying, they're not a tachshit at all, they're a masui, and that includes a sewing needle, it includes a signet ring, it includes a headband, it includes a type of deodorant, and the only machlokas was on the deodorant. Rameir holds that it's actually an issur d'oraisa to go out with the perfume deodorant type of product, and the Chum say that it's not an Isser Doraisa, it's only an Isser Midir Rabbanan. So Bezrim tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalit.